Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Wills here. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Whitey Wills here. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Boz Berger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills here fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Campbell moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Trosky moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand fires over to first and Berger covering first, drops the ball. That's an error on Berger. Warsler moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand bunts towards the mound. Wills here fields it and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills here fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berger moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Averill steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vosmick. The throw from Berry and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Berger reaches second base with a double. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 0 in the game. Hildebrand bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to third. 1 out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berger scores. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Erle Virel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Berry and he is out, McNair applying the tag. 2 outs. Erle Virel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills here bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Berger reaches third base with a triple. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 0 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Berger scores. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hildebrand moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills here fields it and throws to first for the out. Hildebrand moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hildebrand scores. Knickerbocker scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6 to nothing, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. George Caster now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warsler strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Moses moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. There goes Knickerbocker trying to get to home. Moses throws the ball into Warsler, who relays the ball to Berry, who tags Knickerbocker, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney pinch hits for George Caster. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.